With Hashem's loving grace, welcome to Amuna Beams with your host, Laser Brody. Today's podcast is entitled Shmura Matzah, Shmura Heart. Shmura Matzah, which in Hebrew means guarded matzah, is matzah made from grain that has been under special supervision from the time it was harvested to ensure that no fermentation whatsoever has occurred. The grain is then ground, oftentimes by hand, and baked manually with the explicit intention of using it to fulfill the commandment of eating matzah on Passover. Many people, even large Torah observant families with limited means, are willing to spend top dollar for shmur matzah because it puts a protection from eating chametz or any leaven substance on Passover, which is just a serious violation if Torah is eating on Yom Kippur, heaven forbid. We do a great job in guarding our homes on Pesach from chametz, but what about our hearts? Shouldn't we be guarding them against all kinds of non-kosher emotions like hate and jealousy that are spiritual chametz? Our sages in Tractate Yoma 29a tell us that forbidden thoughts are worse than doing forbidden deeds. So we don't want to have those forbidden thoughts in our hearts or in our mind. When people ask, what's the big deal about what I think? I'm not hurting anybody. Am I touching something that's not mine? Well, forbidden thoughts are a very big deal because they destroy the heart and sever a person from Hashem, heaven forbid. Forbidden thoughts do the heart what leavening agents do to the dough. Just like they sour the dough, forbidden thoughts sour the heart. Well, the souring of the heart is a spiritual pickling process that works exactly the way physical pickling process works in Jewish law. Here's an example. In Jewish law, if a cold piece of meat falls into a vat of cold milk, all you have to do is remove the meat from the milk, wash it off, and there's no problem. It even retains its glatt kosher status. But if the same piece of cold or raw meat sits in a pot of cold milk for 24 hours, it's considered kavush, or pickled. The Gemara in Holy 97b declares that a pickled substance is tantamount to being cooked. Therefore, the meat is rendered unkosher and unfit for consumption, just as if it would have fallen into a vat of boiling milk. Well, the souring of the heart works the same exact way. Sometimes a forbidden thought enters our heart. If we immediately delete it, make tshuva, and fill our hearts with good thoughts, such as Torah and prayer, nothing happens. But just like the cold piece of meat, we remove our hearts from the muck and the mire of forbidden thoughts, wash them off spiritually with a bit of Torah and tshuva, and keep a smile on our face and go and keep on going. Yet heaven forbid, if our hearts remain in the gunk of lewd thoughts for 24 hours, then they're rendered pickled, completely soured and spiritually filthy, unfit for holiness. There's a big problem because the Torah commands us to love Hashem with all our hearts. If we designate any part of our hearts to anything other than Hashem, we're making unauthorized use of the heart. The Torah expressly forbids unauthorized use of the heart in a separate negative commandment that forbids us from straying after our contaminated hearts and eyes. By the same token, when the eye sees what it's not supposed to, the heart becomes contaminated with lust in the case of a man, or jealousy and coveting in the case of a woman. Conversely, when the eye doesn't see what it's not supposed to see, the heart remains pure and doesn't become contaminated. This is, in a nutshell, explains the monumental importance of Shmiras Inayim, against Shmura, guarding, Shmura eyes, having guarded eyes, because with Shmura eyes, the heart doesn't become soured, and a person can maintain a Shmura heart. Just imagine that your heart is a royal hotel suite designed for the king. You're the hotel owner. One day, the king arrives with the entourage, only to find his royal suite in utter disarray. Not only that, but there's this drunk with muddy shoes lying in the king's bed on the king's silk sheets. Wow, that's a real insult. It's humiliation. Who could fathom the punishment that waits for that unfortunate hotel owner? He should have hired special guards to guard the entrance to the royal suite. The royal suite is our heart. The king is Hashem. We're the hotel owners. The drunk is the Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination, and all the filthy images he panders. Treif and chametz are simply two other disguises of the evil inclination. And don't forget, if our heart is the royal suite, then our eyes are the entrance to that royal suite, and they deserve to be guarded. So if we want Hashem to dwell in our hearts, we certainly must maintain a strong vigil over our eyes, using them only for holy purposes. Undoubtedly, all of us will have kosher for Passover homes. But let's pray that this Passover will merit having a kosher for Passover heart that's full of love of Hashem and love of our fellow human, so that this year we can honor the Passover table with both Shmura Matzah and Shmura hearts. Amen.